day.
We are back here on News Radio KMAN's In Focus, and our conversation today here with Bradley County Commissioner Marvin Rodriguez. It is 9:24, and we encourage you, if you have any questions and want to talk, maybe whatever's on your mind here, Riley County Government, give us a call here at the studio at 537-1350. We'll continue on here. We've been talking a lot about ambulances here and, you know, the need for, services, especially in the northern part of the county. And we're about to get into winter weather season. It's already here. It's cold outside today. But I'm just curious, as far as the roads are concerned, are we set here for winter weather and snow and ice removal? Because I know that's a big thing that the County Public Works Department takes care of.
They do. They take care of it pretty well. We're pretty well set for that. Yep. And I have no problem. They're going to make sure the roads get cleared and people can go back and forth on the roads. But, if we get a heavy, heavy snow, it takes a while sometimes.
Yeah. Well, and, they work tirelessly, I know, because sometimes they're called on any part of the night to go out there. And what do you see as being maybe the big issue here for drivers here in the wintertime?
Well, for them to be careful and know when they could go and when they can't go. I know the farther out you get, the problems exist in different areas. And there's some roads that are dirt roads, some that are gravel, some that are paved, and most of the gravel and dirt roads are township roads, and the township takes care of them.
All right, and I know maintenance, that's not cheap either on roads. As far as some road projects, do we have anything in the works here in Riley County?
Well, they're working on trying to get the bridge redone there in Keats, and so that's the big one that I know of, and they got a few other little things that happen on Marlette, on that new part that they're going to go back and fix. But that's the main things they're looking at.
All right. And obviously, when it comes to making bridge repairs, and I'm sure every county is about the same. They have a lot of bridges they'd like to get repaired, but sometimes it's all about the dollars you have.
The dollars we have and looking at it, and we try to get to them as soon as we can. I know there's a couple of places where you have some road closures because the lake's up. Mm-hmm. And the Corps has jurisdiction over some of those places, and it makes it a little hard to go on those roads when the water's over the top of them. And the people call in and say, why aren't we doing anything? Well, that belongs to the Corps. And as long as the lake is up, the water's going to be over those roads.
Mm. Well, I know there was talk last week here about Denison opening up here. Is that your jurisdiction there, on Marlette, that project there?
Well, it's kind of half and half. We've got the northern half of Denison from Kimball to Marlette, and that's open up.
Okay. I'm new here to the community, so I don't know how long that project was closed for, but I know that's a key area.
It was a key area, and it's part of this project they have to expand Kimball and make it wider because of Embath football mm-hmm. games and some of the other people that are there with the foundation and those new buildings on the corner of Kimball and Denison. They're going to build two more, and there's going to be a lot of traffic. And with Embath and several other things taking place, that road needs to be widened and improved to bear with the traffic.
I got you. So that's going to be a little spillover maybe from when that gets mm-hmm. up and running. Any other road projects that you see right now? I think you mentioned that there's not a whole lot in the works. I guess maybe
no.
Winter months kind of play a role there. As far as the budget for roads, how is that looking for next year?
Well, we've got the budget's done, and so that part they have it. We're not looking at making any new roads mm-hmm. at this point. Just keeping them up and getting ready for winter.
Gotcha. Speaking with Marvin Rodriguez here with the Riley County Commission, and you guys normally meet twice a week. You didn't meet, obviously, yesterday because of the holiday here, but what are you guys going to be taking a look at here, I guess, Thursday? That'd be right?
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the big things we'll be doing is getting the canvassing done, as they call it, on the voting, and we'll look at how many votes were rejected or approved, write-ins, whatever it was, late ones, if staying within the law of saying, you know, if they received a absentee ballot that was dated after the election, why we can't use it because it's probably, let's put it this way, it might be tainted because of the results of the ballot from that day. So we have to have postmark the day of the vote so that we know that that ballot was honestly put in their vote and they didn't have information to say, you know, this guy won or didn't win or he needs two more votes or whatever it is. It's got to be postmarked by the day of the voting.
Yeah, and canvassing I know doesn't come up too much in the news unless it's really a tight election. Because we saw that, I think, in the primary here with Chris Kobach and Jeff Collier. They were in a tight race. So, but it is kind of interesting because, you know, people always wonder, is my vote getting counted here? And, yes, you guys do count every vote.
We count every vote.
That's right. So it kind of dispels that myth there. But it is interesting that you do still, I don't know what the amount is. Are there a lot of people who send their ballots late?
Not really. Everyone tries to get it in on time. And there might be few that fall through the cracks on that. But other than we allow people to vote, provisional votes, and then we check them. You know, are they registered in properly? And if they're not, then it's set aside. And also, because people would walk into a precinct and say, I need to vote, but they're at the wrong precinct. We give them a provisional, and then we check it and go from there.
Well, and I know that there's been a lot of counties, Riley County not alone here, that have been opening up advance voting on Saturdays, more opportunities later in the evening. I'm curious, do you think that's something we're going to see continue on here and heading into the next big election in 2020 and beyond?
Well, I don't know that they're opening them way before, you know, but there are, we do the day of the balloting.
Well, yeah, I guess what I'm saying is advance voting, I think, usually starts about 2 weeks ahead of time.
Just, 2 weeks ahead of time, yeah. And that's not opening up anything. They just come in and vote now.
Right.
What you're talking about is the mail-in vote,
right?
Okay, that might come in. But the advance voting with the machine, that's not looked at until the day after the voting, for that evening or that the day of the voting when it stops.
Sure. But it seemed like there was a lot more people here this year that wanted to vote early for whatever reason. I think turnout was pretty high here in Riley County. More than 8,000 people advance voting. Do you see maybe a need to have more opportunities in the future for people to, you know, have extended hours for voting at the polls?
Well, they do have extended hours at the polls. I mean, with some of this, you know, we open on Saturday in the advance voting, and then we close it noon the day before voting. So there's plenty of opportunities for people to vote in different ways. They have the write-in ballots that they can get if they can't make it, if they know they're going to do that. You've got the advance voting, and then you can do the day of the voting. There's plenty of time for them to do that.
Yeah. Well, I will give credit. Riley County's done a good job here. I'm surprised more counties haven't followed suit to that.
Well, there's a lot of Kansas is pretty good about it. They have not had that kind of problem.
Yeah.
You know, when you say the overall. Not like it's on the national news.
Sure.
Okay.
Well, let's take a break here on K-Man's In Focus. We'll continue our conversation with Marvin Rodriguez after these words here on News Radio KMAN.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. M&S takes care of residential and commercial customers.